time for the Morning Munch, and I'll be doing that this morning. Tommy is off this morning, and had a little devotion as we had our last meeting with her the other day. Just felt to the Lord oddly say, for the devotion for your last meeting with Jessica, I want you to use Psalm 23. Now, the 23rd Psalm, always associated, you know, use at funerals, a great comfort verse at funerals and when someone you love has experienced death. So I was thinking, what? But then he started saying that, it reminded me of, you know, the recent storms in Dayton and Salina with the tornadoes, also Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas having lots of tornadoes and major flooding, and brought to mind that as well. And then as I read the 23rd Psalm, the Amplified Version, okay, this all makes sense. I'm going to go ahead and read it, and then we'll talk about a little bit more what the Lord had showed me. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect, and your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Now, with Jessica leaving, she doesn't know exactly for sure. It's a big step of faith for her, where God's going to lead her. But I thought this was a great verse, especially the last verse there, verse 6. Surely, goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. Through the length of my days in the house of the Lord, his presence shall be my dwelling place. And he's going to be there to guide her, protect her, direct her. He's going to lead her in green pastures and beside still and restful waters, so she can be at peace going through uncertainties, whatever the future will bring. Doesn't need to dread or fear because God is with her to protect and to guide. And so that verse is more than just when you're going through a season of death. Maybe you're facing death yourself, or someone that you love. And then when God brought to mind the tornadoes and the storms that have been happening lately, death is something that we've never experienced. And the people in Dayton, in Salina, never experienced this kind of storm. Growing up, living in Ohio all my life, I don't remember ever there being a tornado in Dayton. There's nearby in Xenia, there's been a couple bad ones. So this was all new to them. So it's just like, they're going through the valley right now, not knowing, wow, what's going to happen? I've never been through this. What's the future hold? They can be assured by Psalm 23 that God is with them. And if you're going through a tough season in your life, maybe it's not a bad thing. It's like Jessica just going to a new season and there's this uncertainty. God's going to take care of you. He's going to be with you. He's going to guide you and protect you. He's going to provide for you. You shall not lack. He'll keep you in peace if you allow it. Don't let fear get in the way. You will fear or dread no evil. God is with you. You can be at peace. Just like you're walking through paths of righteousness, through those still and restful waters, you need not fear. If you're going through some sort of storm, going through some sort of uncertainty, maybe you are facing an illness that could lead to death. God is with you. God has the best for you. So fear no evil. Do not dread. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not lack. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word and for your guidance, your peace, your help, your protection. Lord, we pray for those that are going through either a really dark struggle, maybe facing death, just a tough time, or just a season of uncertainty. Lord, we just pray your peace that surpasses all understanding and all that is promised in Psalm 23, that you will guide them, you will shield them, you will give them peace and rest. You will lead them in paths that will be of great things, and it will bring you glory. You'll protect them, and hey, we have no need to fear dread or evil. We pray your comfort upon them and your peace. And Lord, we thank you for your provision on them, and thank you that you will be with them all the days of their lives, even when they go through these dark valleys, these valleys of the shadow of death, Lord. We give you all glory and praise, and thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.